Today is St. Patrick's Day. It's a time when people around the world, Irish or not, celebrate the culture and personality of the Emerald Isle. Drinks are being poured, fiddles and flutes are tuning up for a night of music making, and dancers are slipping on their shoes. On Indiana University's Bloomington campus, a group of Irish dancers with nearly 100 years of combined experience have formed a new troupe. WFIU's David Wood spoke to two members of the Identity Irish Dancers.
Last summer, before the start of classes, freshman Catherine O'Malley realized that Indiana University did not have an outlet for local Irish dancers, so she thought she'd take things into her own hands.
I put out a message during the summer because I was really interested in starting a dance club because there was no Irish dance club at IU. And from there, people just emailed me back, and then everyone kind of knew other people from there, and other people friended each other. Even though we're from different towns and everything, everyone knows each other because the competitions are so small at the levels we're at. So everyone meets each other through there, and then all of us found out we were going to IU and just kind of met up with each other.
That group of friends and competitors has become the Identity Irish Dancers, a group of 10 dancers with extensive backgrounds in the world of competitive Irish dance. But starting the group in Bloomington wasn't as easy as it seemed. First, Catherine says the challenge is educating the public about what Irish dancing really is.
A lot of people don't know what Irish dancing is down here. They think it's clogging, which is, it's really different than clogging, obviously, but I don't know, kind of opening up everyone's perception of Irish dancing out here is our biggest goal.
Irish dancing's most visible offspring is the worldwide phenomenon river dance. But Identity member Ira Summers says that it's an image that people have to get past.
It's like the Rockettes of Irish dancing.
Yeah.
Everyone's very on time. Their legs are exactly together, and they do like simple steps where we do more of like kind of our individual thing and yeah. more like
solo type.
Solo dancing and yeah. more like intricate moves that are difficult to do in a large group of people. So since there's only like 8 to 10 of us, it's easier to do higher kicks and difficult moves. And they always think Michael Flatley's going to come out with his arms
yeah.
you know, like, up and his shirt halfway unbuttoned. And I'm like, no, sorry, Michael Flatley is not a part of our dance crew. Sorry.
Yeah.
And everyone always asks, oh, you don't do the Irish jig anymore. And of course, there is the Irish jig,
yeah.
but once you hit a certain level, the Irish jig is just, it's the pub dance. It's the dance you, like, you know, in Ireland, you do it in the pubs, and the band plays, and almost every Irish band has a jig or a reel in their music.
Yeah.
And so we actually dance to some pub songs, some good Irish drinking songs, like they call them, but they're just pub songs. And we used to do that, but once you get to a certain level, we're all like championship-level dancers, and they just decided, okay, you know, here's some harder stuff for you to do. We know you know how to dance in a pub. Like, do something else, basically.
The roots of Irish dancing go back many generations to a time when Ireland was under foreign occupation. As the story goes, the laws at the time called for some inventive thinking on the part of the dancers.
The legend of how Irish dancing started is that when Britain was in control of Ireland, they didn't allow the Irish to congregate together, and if they did, they weren't allowed to have parties or anything. So if you've ever seen Irish dancers, our hands are completely at our sides, our top half does not move, and it was because when the British soldiers walked past the houses, they just saw these Irish jumping up and down, but their arms weren't moving, so they couldn't see in the house from where their windowsill was that their feet were actually moving. So that's the story about why we don't move our upper half of our body and only our legs move, because it does look kind of goofy sometimes when you see this person gliding across the stage,
yeah.
but just their feet are doing it and their body is completely aboard. So that's how, supposedly, that the Irish dancing like body type got started.
Since then, the dance form has grown to hundreds of group dances, known as ceilidh, which include dozens of intricate movements of the feet. The dances have been passed down from generation to generation, with each teacher adapting the terminology, but not the steps, to their particular school. And as the members of Identity have found out, one of the difficulties in blending dancers from different schools is that language barrier.
Since we're all from different schools, everyone has different lingo for what a kick is or a whip, and basically, so they're trying to tell me to do one thing. I'm like, I don't know what those words are, basically.
Yeah.
It's like a foreign language, but they're speaking my language. So that was really difficult.
Well, there's kind of like a basic glossary of like all the types of moves, but like different teachers put their own taste, I guess, to it and spice it up a little.
I had my first teacher, I used to dance with another school in Chicago, and everything was like a food. Do the hot dog, do the pizza box. And so then I go to this other school, they're telling me, you know, do like a leap. And I'm like,
what is that?
Is it a pizza box? Because I know how to do a pizza box. And I just think it's like from basically, I mean, Irish dancing started in Ireland, obviously, and then the teachers came over to Ireland, and so basically their terminology came to those teachers. And then a lot of teachers decided when you're young, you don't understand what a leap is or a whip or just different moves that we do. And so they're trying to make the sounds for the little girls, like, okay, do tippy tippy. And so you're thinking in your head, okay, well, that's kind of, it sounds like this, and your foot goes like that. So basically the teacher tried to make it easier for the little kids to learn, and then you still use it when you're older, but you have no idea what the other schools are talking about when you meet with the girls.
Yeah.
It's just a foreign language.
And that's where tradition comes into play. The world of Irish dancing is ruled over by the Irish Dancing Commission, a body put in place to ensure that the traditional dance is preserved. It's a blessing and a curse for dancers who would like to teach others, but are restrained by the rules of the organization. And no hurdle is as large as the teacher's examination, known as the TCRG.
Well, in order to be a teacher, you have to go to Ireland and get your TCRG, which is very, very difficult to get because you have to, like, memorize, like, hundreds of Kayleys, and then they make you put together and teach one Kaylee out of all of those.
When my teacher went to go get her TCRG, she had been teaching, like, one of the Kayleys, like, a much more modern way, and they just hounded her. They said, oh, no, no. And this is how we did it in, like, the 1930s. This is how you're going to do it today. But the Kayleys do change some, yeah. And, like, just a little bit on how you got to kind of keep it upbeat, like, the music. You don't want to have your, like, you know, viewers come watch, and it's, like, just some boring music with little boring steps. You want it a little bit more up-to-date. And so that's one of the most difficult parts, I think, about Irish dancing is trying to stay with the times but still stay traditional. I hope it stays traditional throughout the years.
Yeah,
I hope people still keep it as a traditional dance.
Yeah.
WFIU's David Wood spoke with Iris Summers and Catherine O'Malley of the Identity Irish Dancers. They'll be performing in Bloomington as part of the first Bloomington Celtic Culture Weekend, March 27th through the 29th. You can find links and see video from a dance rehearsal on our website, wfiu.org/artworks.